Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because people are out of gas. And it's a lot to cover in this video. Plus, we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry. I will talk about him a little later. But I am in Huntington Beach, outside the resort, near the pier. Tide's low. You got people looking for gold out here. It's kind of fun. But just a beautiful morning. There's a lot to cover. And first things first, guys, again, people are out of gas. I want you to think about this. Back in the day, when I was a kid, I used to love to go to Las Vegas with my uncles, with my relatives, my brother-in-law. We'd go camping in Utah, but we'd stop in Vegas and have these great trips. And you'd have all this discount food and all this cheap eats. It was just fantastic. Well, Vegas, and there's a great story below talking about this, is tired of the discount shoppers. They are raising the table limits at most hotels because the discount shoppers are not worth it anymore. And this is something that we're seeing so much when it comes to restaurants. But listen, the discount meals, Dan, that you're complaining about, they're not worth giving. Because what used to happen is you'd have somebody that would say, hey, I want the $9.99 chicken dinner, and I'll bring my friend in and she'll buy a glass of wine and, you know, she'll get a steak and she'll get salad and then dessert. And, you know, people will spend money. People are not doing that right now because they're out of gas. People are spending as little as they can right now. And now this is showing up in Las Vegas. The brand new hotel, the Fontainebleau. Okay, it's not Fontainebleau, it's Fontain. There's no U in there. Anyways, the Fontainebleau opens up and they just got rid of four executives over the course of the last month because the hotel is a disaster. But one thing that they did was they did not honor other hotels' comp programs. Now, in other words, when you gamble or you spend money at a certain level and they give you platinum status or gold status or diamond or seven stars or whatever, the Fontainebleau said, no, we're not going to do that. You got to earn it here. So you got all these high rollers that are like, well, let me check out this new beautiful hotel. And they're saying, we don't care about you. So that's a problem. So they're cutting people off there. And then the discount people, they're saying that they don't want them. So you're seeing this more and more and more because everybody that's ever been to Las Vegas, when you would hear the change hit the slot machines, everybody remembers the beautiful times of 99-cent shrimp cocktails and steak and eggs for $3.99 and those beautiful experiences that are now done, completely finished. So rarely do you get that. You know, generally now you have to join somebody's slot program to get the $9.99 steak. There's a hotel called Ellis Island that everybody, you guys have sent me. If I had a dollar for everybody that said, go to Ellis Island, you had to eat when you're there in Vegas. I finally did it. And because the line for the slot club was so long, they didn't have the $9.99 steak. You had to pay $14.99 for it, but it was still good food. I had a good time. Anyways, this is a problem because people just don't have the money, but they don't want the cheapos there. They don't want people saving money. Think about this one, Applebee's. Applebee's this week had a promotion for $200 that you had to buy online, and they limited the number of them, and it was good for what they called date night for 52 weeks. Starting in February, you could go to an Applebee's once a week and get $30 taken off your check for whatever you bought. No alcohol, no tip, and no tax. Food for $30 taken off your check. So you could go spend $30 and get it for free. You have to give them a tip and pay the tax on it. But for $200, they sold out of those things because people do want a deal. But Applebee's, guys, Applebee's, they were, you know, I contacted them and said, hey, let me get that promotion and check it out for my YouTube channel. Sorry, sold out. Well, you guys just started offering. Yeah, it sold out in 2 hours, sir. 2 hours, people bought that. So this is the sign of the times, guys. People don't have any money. People are not spending money. You're seeing people try to do everything they can to save money, but they don't want to go out and spend money. I had dinner with a woman that is a hairdresser and has an entire book of clients, and she was telling me that people are cutting back. And they come in, they delay getting their hair done, and then when they do come in, it's like they don't want to spend the money on it because people have no money. for this. And then she learned her lesson. She said, because I gave, you know what? Her hair would look so much better if I did this service. Let me give it to her this time. And I know she'll buy it next time. Nope. She comes in the next time and the woman says, I'm not going to pay for that. Can you give it to me for free again? No. You know, this is where we're at. Every auto mechanic that talks to me says the same thing. What's the minimum I can do to keep the car going? And then the car gets more damaged by not getting it worked on. Plumbers tell me the same thing. Contractors, so many people, dentistry tells me the same thing, where they're saying that people just want to prolong the agony. Oh, tooth doesn't hurt that bad, so I'm going to keep it going. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because when Vegas cuts back, that's the end of it for me. Now, the other thing was, I was going to have a separate video on this, but I'm just going to cover it. The electric vehicle shenanigans has been such a debacle that I really think about this. I think that you're going to see dozens of electric vehicle companies go out of business other than Tesla. Polestar, okay? Polestar is a electric vehicle company, and there's dealerships here in Orange County, and they put them in places like South Coast Plaza Mall. They had a dealership in Laguna Beach right on the corner by Main Beach, which must have cost a fortune to have the cars sit there that nobody knows what they are. Polestar stock right now is 20 cents a share. And an analyst, you know, said, hey, we're out of gas. It's not going anywhere. And again, I think, well, what a great way to put that, because the stock, they say, hey, this stock could go to $1.50 a share. I'm like, it's at 20 cents for a car company right now that has raised hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, not 3 million, 2 million, hundreds of millions. It's not some small startup. It's one thing to invest in a small startup that has raised a few million bucks and their stock's, you know, under 50 cents. But for a car company that we're supposed to believe in, that should have me start looking at all these other car companies, EV car companies that are completely upside down as far as their stock prices and values. This is kind of cool. See this zigzag? That's the guys looking for gold out here, where they come out and they scrape the sand when the tide goes out really far. They go down with their metal detectors and see if people dropped a ring or necklaces and things like that. But all the shells come out, and the tide, again, is very low right now, and the waves are basically non-existent right now. This is where they have the big surf competition every year. OP Pro, you see Kelly Slater, all the famous surfers that are out here. But just a really, really stunning spot. But this is really rare to walk out when it's like this. It's also great for people like to come out here and clam, you know, and dig for clams out here, which I don't know if I'd eat them or not, but kind of nice. So, you know, these electric car companies, how long are they going to last? How long? And, you know, it's just a matter of time. But share your thoughts on this stuff so far. I want to know what you think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. You know, this is one of those health stories that I really like to share with you and like to talk about, because Dr. Gundry, for years, could not lose weight. He was well over 40 pounds overweight and could not shake the weight. He would eat right, he would run, he would do all these different things, low-carb diets, follow the food pyramid, which is an absolute joke, and he could not shake the pounds. So what he did was investigate it and found out that everything with weight gain, even as you get older, comes down to your gut health. And what you can do is you can go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan and see Dr. Gundry's video on what you can do to make this change. But think about this. When we get older and you have joint pain and you have belly fat and, you know, you're bloated, you feel sluggish, oh, that's just part of being old. No, you can do something about that. Check out Dr. Gundry's video today. Use the link below and click on it, gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan. But check it out today, because so many of you have watched it and told me how it made a big difference for you. But check out how Dr. Gundry has lost this weight and kept it off for decades. The economy is having difficulty in every different sector, okay? I do not know how the newspaper business is still afloat, because print newspapers are basically dead. And a lot of these newspapers online have such horrible platforms, that they're not friendly. And trust me, I've got over 50 of them that I'm subscribed to and have access to. And the latest one to lay people off is the LA Times. The LA Times is laying people off in their editorial section, their advertising section. Well, that's horrible. Consolidation to save people the company money and to streamline operations. I love stuff like that. Okay? That's great. The next one is eBay. eBay, are you not buying anything on eBay anymore? Why? 12% of the workforce is gone. Isn't that crazy? Think about that. Over 1,000 people are going to get laid off at eBay right now. So, you know, I just, again, warning after warning after warning after warning. Hey, today's new warning is, you know, okay, you have to look at this. And you have to look at what's going on. But I'm telling you, I've told you guys this for 2 years now. What you don't need, sell now. Because there's going to be a point in time where people will not have any extra money on anything, to spend money on any extra things. And you have an extra car, get rid of it. You have an extra set of golf clubs, get rid of it. Tools, whatever you need. I've had people that have for the last year just write me and say, oh, we sold $4,000 worth of stuff, Dan, and it's all ours and it's out of the garage and I'm so happy. Now the next one is Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory had a little bit of a problem and they just got sued and had a massive fine and had to pay their janitors back wages because they didn't give these guys breaks. They didn't give them time off. And there was over 800 janitors that are splitting millions of dollars in a payment because they didn't have any of these benefits. And this goes back to 2016. So if you worked in the Southern California area, Orange County, San Diego County, at any of these locations, there are laws. In California, it really is the worst state to have an employee. It just is, because you have to give people all these benefits and people don't think about that. People don't think about what their rights are. And I know a nurse who just doesn't, she literally works 14, 15 hours a day. Oh, I don't get to go to the bathroom. I don't get to eat my lunch. I literally eat my lunch between patients. If somebody ever had a realistic conversation with her and she got in front of an employment attorney, she'd have rights to sue for that. But these people had the right to sue Cheesecake Factory, which I've never understood the fascination with that place. There's always a line. They make everybody wait. The food's okay. The cheesecake's okay. But there's just a line. But they just, I guess they worked these janitors till they were dogs. Look at the, like they were dogs, excuse me. Look at the story below, too, because it's horrible. So, more of the gold digging through, you know, sifting, looking. I always want to see the guy find some big nugget or something, but it just doesn't happen. Here's a preposterous story. San Francisco, the city of, is suing the state of California over self-driving cars, saying that they're disruptive and they are unsafe in our city. Now, drugs, theft, homelessness, robberies, that's okay, but self-driving cars, whoa. Hey, man, we got to draw the line someplace, okay? San Francisco, come for the smell, stay for the robberies, okay? It's ridiculous. But that, the story's below. They're suing over this, okay? Enjoy. Have a great day. Now, the next one is, you can't sell that. Again, I was going to have like six videos out of this one video. You can't sell that. There is a firm that does the loan, short loans. When you take out a stock loan, it's called Equilend. Okay? Well, guess what, guys? They got hacked this week. On Monday, they had a cyber attack and got shut down. So $2.7 trillion a day goes through Equilend. And guess what? You didn't hear about that on the news. You didn't hear that they got disrupted. And again, did you try to sell something and you couldn't sell it? I couldn't buy my short. I wanted to get myself into the short position and you can't do it. That is ridiculous that we didn't hear about this. So Bloomberg finally reports about it, but every single stock trading bank was affected by this. Okay? Isn't that unbelievable? So people couldn't trade stocks. People couldn't short positions. You know, the meme stocks, you know, hey, I'm going to short Tesla. I'm going to short Polestar or whatever. They couldn't get the loan to do it because most of the time you have to take out a loan to do it and you're short position. So again, when do you hear about this stuff? So if you do not have a VPN, that's a virtual private network for yourself, when you go to places like this, they're not even sponsoring this video. It's a protection from your website to wherever you are at. You can use the VPN, pennies a day. It was the product of the year for 2 years in a row for a reason. Guys, it's the single best thing I do. When I travel, and the VPN, as I was up by the hotels, got turned on so I could go on the internet and not have to worry about anything. But you're going to trade stocks or go into your bank account and not be protected? You're going to leave it to those monkeys? You're kidding yourself. Look at the link below. I'll leave it below for you. It's Private Internet Access is the name of the company. Do you think you were a victim of identity theft? Do you think that you had your data compromised because of Equifax? Well, you can get up to $120 from Equifax for that. But if you had a serious problem like me, where people did really bad stuff when they got a hold of my stuff, you can get up to $20,000 from Equifax. Just show your expenses, accountants, having to hire people, your time, everything. Look at the story below, because that is ridiculous that they're coming out with this. Hey, you can get credit repair service and credit monitoring for a year. Again, they finally put up some real money for this, and they extended it because people were so upset. A lot of these things get offered. And if you guys ever hear about, like, hey, were you the victim of bad peanut butter? You have $25 coming. Let us know things like that, because people want these stories. People want to know about the identity theft problem and how you can get the money from Equifax. So check it out. But if you had a real problem and you were the victim of identity theft and not just compromised, and they looked at your stuff, this is terrible. Now, you're seeing these data breaches happen more and more and more, and I'm going to cover that later on in the week. But there is so much happening with this on a daily basis, not, hey, this is once a month. No, it's all the time right now. So you have to protect yourself with that. Somebody sent me the copy of a restaurant bill from that guy, Salt Bay, you know, the guy that does that, you know, thing from Dubai. And he's a Turkish chef that when he cooks a steak, he does all this stuff. It's the most decadent thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what money they're transacting then. This in, but to have a $120,000 bill for a meal is insane. When you have carpaccio that cost, you know, $500 and steaks that are $11,000, it's insanity, absolute insanity. And some people have more money than sense, is what the guy said, but he's not complaining because it's at his restaurant. Who, I mean, I think about where I've wasted money in my life, in my youth. I would never spend $1,000 on a meal if I could avoid it, you know, but $100,000 on a meal, is that insane? Who's got that kind of money to waste right now? And again, this guy says money comes and goes. It sure does. At that pace, it sure does. So share your thoughts on this. Here's our buddy looking for the goods right there, guys. So he's going real deep today down, you know. Normally the tide, you can see where the tide is normally up there. So I don't know if he finds anything, you know. Just want to get away from my wife and go dig in the sand. You know, I just don't know. Okay? Let me share your thoughts, guys. Here's a few stories to finish this video. You guys have asked me, like, hey, where do you find these meetup groups to meet people and stuff? Somebody sent me a video from LoCal, which is here in Southern California, of different groups, running groups, meetups for moms, single people. Check it out. The video's below. one of the world's leading economists, Christophe Bérard, he says the economy in 2024 is nothing to worry about and everything's going to be great. And we're just going to have just a steady, rough patch. Okay. We'll see about that, sir. Again, I think that's what they want because it's an election year. You don't want the world to come to an end on your watch. But, you know, we'll see. So it's very interesting that this is what they're coming up with. The next thing is Sophia Smith is a realtor in the Vegas area. And she tricked a man who was 93 years old. She's 50 and lives with a woman. And she tricked this man who was 93 years old and convinced him that they were in a relationship and tricked him out of over $650,000 of his property and house and had him buy an RV and pay off her gambling debts. If there is a place in hell, it's for people like this. So, man, oh man, is that just awful? Just tricking an old guy with dementia and, oh, we're in love. We're together. Man, oh man. Yes. Hi. Hello, Satan. Come on right in. You know what I mean? Terrible. So once again, a place in hell for her. Share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys, if you think I'm off base. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Let's go find some gold together, okay? Keep digging. Don't give up. Follow your dreams. And if you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. And it's a beautiful day. Make something of it, guys. So I walked up and started talking to Alex. And I got one mic, Alex. So let's
see. Hey, guys, share. Going?
Okay. So what's the name of your channel again?
Metal Detecting on the Spectrum. Oh, so if you guys come down here, lose your wedding ring, lose your ring, I'll help you find it. My charge is really, 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 it's affordable.
Oh, my gosh. If you found it, though, it'd be
amazing if I found it. And sometimes I don't even charge, but I find it right off the bat. Oh, so
that's very cool.
I'm pretty easy with that. So, yeah, it's every day is good, and every time I can help someone out, that's even better. So
yeah, it's nice when the tide's this low, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So any luck today finding anything?
I literally just found a really, really old – I found a really old ring. I don't know if I even put it in my bag, but I didn't find anything today.
Okay.
But it's the part of a junk ring.
All right. Well, cool. Have a great day. Good luck.
Have a wonderful day. And remember, guys, if you're not finding what you're finding, keep looking because you never know what you're going to find. And on top of that.
Words to live by, baby. Words to live by.
The reason my channel is named Metal Detecting on the Spectrum is because if you have a disability and you don't think you can do it, keep pushing forward. You can do it. You are special, and you can do whatever the heck you want to do. Just keep your mind to it and get it done.
All right. You're awesome, man.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. That was great.